Welcome to The Dread World, where we talk about contemporary issues facing dreadheads.
Disclaimer: all information provided is solely based on my experience having locks. I am not a loctician, nor a locologist, nor any professional for that matter. Just another lock lover, passionate about locks.
You're listening to The Locktimistic.
The Locktimistic.
Hello friends, how are you doing? How are you doing? How is life? How is everything? Happy New Year! Or has the year just turned too old already? So, 2023 for me was the year of color. I was 1000% faithful to the 1 month, one color challenge. And you know, super proud. Turns out I don't have commitment issues after all. Haters. And so as I experimented with color, I came to love this particular brand called The Hair Color Company. So they are 1000% Kenyan, proudly Kenyan, Kenyan-based. Hashtag support your own, no pressure. And what I love about their temporary dye, because when I started out the 1 month, one color challenge, I did start with temporary hair dye. So the temporary hair dye is 1000% washable. Like, you don't even struggle to wash it out of your hair, which is really nice. For the ones with commitment issue, not me though, you can really like experiment with all types of colors and you don't have to commit to any one of them, because once you wash it off, it's gone. The good thing is that there is also no buildup after, which is very important for us dreadheads, because that is a thing. You don't want to put any product in your locks and then you end up never really getting it out, or really struggling with apple cider vinegar and all these other things, just because this product like really wants to stay in there and, you know, ends up forming buildup. Your locks end up being so heavy and it's just a whole thing. But this product absolutely leaves no buildup, which is like a plus. And they also have a beautiful wide array of colors, from red to the daredevils in the house, blue to my smurfettes. They have green to the earth girlies. They also have this mocha color, which is very interesting to the safe ladies out there and gents. If you know, you just want to play it safe, the mocha is a really good color and it's different. Like, it's a color I've never seen anywhere else, so it's also unique in that sense, which is quite nice, because people are going to be like, which color is that? And you're like, mocha. Ooh, very interesting. It's like a chocolate brown. Looks very natural as well. I also really love their semi-permanent dyes, and the reason why I love their semi-permanent dyes is because they're so vibrant. Now when I tell you, the colors are coloring. The pink is pinking, the orange is oranging. Do you know what I mean? Like, the color is just like, wow. You look at the shades and you're like, oh my god, I want to go orange. The red is just red. It gives everything that it was supposed to give. One thing about the semi-permanent though is that you will have to bleach your hair for the color to actually deposit. But what I like about the semi-permanent option is that you can actually get to only bleach once, because once you deposit on your bleached hair, say you lightened to a blonde, a shade of blonde, whichever shade of blonde it is, then you deposited say color pink, then obviously because it's semi-permanent, it'll go fading with every wash. Four washes ended, you know, it's there but it's not as it was in the beginning. So once that happens, then you go back to your blonde. You don't have to bleach again for you to put in another color. Of course, then it does depend which color you want to deposit after the pink. Because say you put in pink first and then you want to go red, then you definitely don't have to bleach again. Too much bleaching is bad for your hair. They also do have other variety of products. They have permanent dyes, they have bleaching products, they even have an apple cider shampoo. And the best part about all of this is that with my promo code, you can get 20% off. So all you have to do is go to their website, which is haircolorcompany.co.ke. Have a seamless shopping experience by just adding to cart, because their website is also pretty self-navigable. Once you proceed to checkout, then you do get a chance to input the coupon code or your promo code, which is MEL24. I repeat, MEL24, capital M. I will of course put it down in the description below for you to refer to. And yeah, just like that, you get 20% off and then you can complete your purchase. I mean, I would die on this hill. I kid you not. I just love the brand, to be honest. And you should definitely try it. I mean, let's get shopping. Let's get colorful. So, let's talk about the lessons I learned experimenting with color. Number one, this is so much fun. Even when I do all the crazy hairstyles that I do and I try all the crazy colors that I do, I think to myself, if I don't do this now and I choose to do this later, then everyone is just going to say that I'm going through my midlife crisis or something. So better now than later. At the end of the day, you're doing you and it's what you want to do. So, I mean, why not? Lesson number two, bleaching is not as scary as it looks. We all know that I have been anti-bleach in the past. Bleach has been really a deterrent for me. I have been like, ah, no, let's just do temporary hair dye. Bleaching is like, oh, for the strong ones. I am not strong. Bloody blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, this is just hair. It'll all grow back anyway, right? And I think that there are so many more factors to how bleach treats your hair at the end of the day. For starters, how is that bleaching process done? Do you DIY or do you go to a professional? Is this professional suited for bleaching? Like, how many bleach jobs have they done in the past? How much experience do they have with bleach? Now, for us dreadheads, you need to remember that someone who has bleached a loose natural may not be exactly suited for you as a dreadhead, because you know our hair is in locks, it's in clumps. So you may find that someone may actually end up leaving bleach on your hair for too long because they want the bleach to penetrate through the entire lock, but this may actually end up damaging your locks more than anything. So how suited is this professional to bleaching locks? That's something to think about. What quality of products do you use? Do you go for the highest of grades or do you just go for the ones that are readily available? As much as brands sometimes do like to mark up their prices, sometimes way too high, but paying more could actually mean better quality. It may not always mean that, but you just need to look at that brand and, you know, just find out more about that brand. Is this brand high quality or is it not? Is it mid? How frequently do you do it? You can go to the best of the best, use the best of the best products, but as long as you bleach your hair way too frequently, your hair is going to fall off. That's just what it is. Bleach is just way too strong for you to be doing it that much. Even if, say, you bleached your hair right now and you didn't get the lighter shade that you desired, rinsing your hair and bleaching it again immediately would be a big mistake. You'd rather just stick with that shade for now, wait 2 weeks at least, then bleach your hair again, than do it there and then. If every time you go in for a retwist, you're bleaching your locks. Now, how often do you go for a retwist? That's like, say, every month. That's also not too good for you, because, you know, once you bleach your hair, it's already bleached. So unless you're bleaching the roots, any new growth that you have, that's just too much bleaching. Because then you're bleaching already bleached hair, you know. So it just doesn't make sense. So how frequently are you doing it? If you're doing it way too much, then that's probably why it's treating you the way that it is. And finally, what type of hair do you have? Is your hair thick? Is your hair porous? It depends. There's some guys with really thick hair, such that even if they put whatever amount of bleach, their hair won't fall off as fast as yours would. If you have too light hair, then you need to be really, really careful with products like bleach and peroxide and, you know, all those things. So you just need to understand your hair and know that even if bleaching is okay for your hair, how long should it stay in your hair for it to not cause permanent damage? Okay, at the end of the day, color damage is inevitable. And personally, I'm okay with that. Something that I've come to accept. At the end of the day, it's just hair and it'll grow back. I love my hair to bits and pieces, but I have come to the point where I have just decided that, you know, hair is hair. Just like nails, you cut them, they grow back, they grow longer. It's just hair. It's never that serious anyway. Once you accept that, then you are literally invincible. Number three, if you can't stop thinking about it, do it. Whether it's a bag you saw when you aren't even looking for a bag, because maybe you have way too many bags and you don't even necessarily need a bag. It's just going to add on to your collection. It's not like you're even a collector or anything. You have all the bags that you need, but there's this bag that you saw and you just cannot stop thinking about it. Then you should just go ahead and buy it, because life is short and life is for the living and you only live once. So if you can't stop thinking about how you would look with pink hair, that you've always wanted to experiment with color and you'd really love to be a ginger one day, then just do it. Because I would rather live a life of oops than a life of what ifs. After all, experience is the best teacher. It is better to learn from other people's experiences, which is why the next point comes into play. But your experience also counts. You know, you can't live life timid and afraid of the world. You need to go out there and you need to live it loud. You need to look back at your life and say, eh, I lived that. I lived the hell out of it. And you need to be proud of the life that you lived. Now, on to the final point, research. You need to do as much research as possible. And this is where learning from other people's experiences come in. You need to look at all these fails, the bleach fails that have happened. What did they do wrong? Is it that they left it in too long? Is it that they used too strong bleach? Because bleach comes in levels. You have 20%, 30%, 40%. Maybe your hair is better suited for 20%, but you went ahead and used 40% and you left it for the same amount of time that you should have left the 20%. Your hair is going to fall off. You're going to be bald. You're going to be losing hair with every comb, with every, I don't know. Your locks are going to be snapping off like no one's business and you'll just have you to blame. You need to do as much research as possible so that you can give your hair what is good for your hair. Get all the pros and cons so that you can be able to make informed decisions. It is going to be so much better for you to go into this process knowing what risks are there. What do you risk facing going into this? So yeah, that's it for me. At the end of the day, you need to do you. It is so much better to regret a decision that you made yourself because you're going to hold yourself accountable than to just be influenced so much by other people and then you're just going to feel like peer pressure got you where you are. So at the end of the day, you need to be the one to make this decision yourself. And there are so many outside noises. You need to quiet down those noises and listen to the inside voice within you. What do you really want to do? Do you even want to bleach your hair? Or is it just peer pressure? Do you really want to color your hair? Look within yourself and do what you want to do. After all, it's your hair, it's your life, your choices. So yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for spending time with me today and for sticking to the end of this episode. I appreciate you so, so much. Please keep tuning in. There will be more and more and more and more to come. Yeah, as usual, it's keeping it real, it's keeping it true, it's keeping it locked.